I wonder how many times Jesus has been walking along beside us and we didn't recognize him. Well, isn't that what's going on with this story from the 24th chapter of Luke? The two disciples that are on the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus. I apologize to Beverly. I usually don't do that to a lay reader. But I said, Beverly, I really would like for you to read the whole story. Because it's only when you have the whole story that you can put all the pieces together and understand it. And Beverly, thank you so much, and you did that very well. Two disciples leaving Jerusalem on the way to Emmaus, about 7 miles away, and a stranger is walking beside them. We immediately know who it is. It's Jesus. But they don't know. And they start talking about all the things that have taken place in Jerusalem. But when we look at the passage, the part that originally was not in the reading that Beverly shared with us, we find out this is not the first time, but the second time they have not seen Jesus. Because they were telling this stranger about this incredible story that some women had shared. It seems they had gone to the tomb early on that Sunday morning, and they came back and told the disciples, "We have seen the Lord." They went to the tomb. It was empty, but they didn't see anyone. And when they told the stranger this, he said, "You foolish men." And he started to explain the scripture to them. And he first opened the scripture and helped them to understand why the tomb was empty. A number of you are involved in a study, and we would invite all of you to come and join us on Monday nights and Tuesday mornings. We're talking about the Scripture, the Bible, and how the Bible came to us. Who decided what books should be in the Bible and what books were left out? But there's one thing that we learn from this passage when Jesus started with Moses and went all the way through the prophets and interpreted the Scripture to the disciples. The one thing we learn is simply this. All of Scripture should be interpreted through the lens of Jesus. We call that a Christocentric interpretation. But as believers in Jesus Christ, we interpret Scripture from beginning, from the book of Genesis to the end, to the book of Revelation, in and through Jesus Christ. And it is only when we do this that we find out that Jesus is with us in the journey of life in places where we never expect to see him. Their eyes were opened first by the opening of Scripture. And secondly, when they came to the place in Emmaus where they were staying, they invited Jesus to stay for supper. And he took the bread, and he gave thanks, and he broke the bread. Sound familiar? He took the bread, he gave thanks, and he broke the bread. And their eyes were opened. The reason that we come to this table this morning is so our eyes may be opened in the breaking of the bread. Because it is here, when we come to this table, we come to this table as sinners. We come to this table out of a sense of need. We come to this table because we need God's love and His mercy and His grace. Some of you may have seen the article that I had in the Dispatch yesterday. No one loves a loser. except Jesus? And one thing that I said in that article was simply this: we're all losers. Well, not unless we're on Jesus' team, and then we become a winner. But you see, we are losers. Losers in the sense that we cannot do it on our own. No one is self-sufficient. We were created by God to be dependent on God and His creation. And when we come to this table, we come out of a sense of need. And when we come to this table, our eyes are opened. And it is only Jesus who can give us the resources that we need for the journey of life. In just a few minutes, a lot of us will go downstairs and we will have the breaking of bread. Today, soup and sandwiches. Wednesday night, many of us will gather and we will have the breaking of bread. One thing that Baptists love to do and all church folk like to do is we like to come together and eat. There's something about sitting around the table where we become a family. And when we become a family, we understand who we are and our eyes are opened and we see Jesus. But you know, there's another way we see Him. We see Him in the breaking of bread when we reach out to those in need, to those who are hungry, to those who cannot provide the resources, the basic necessities of life. When we open our hands and share the bread of life, we also see Him. A few years ago, late in the afternoon, I was getting ready to leave the office, and it was one of those evenings that I didn't have anything in that night, and I was going home, and I was anxious to get home. And as I was walking out in the parking lot, somebody stopped me, a stranger. And the man told me that he and his family were on their way somewhere, and he told me about all the troubles, the car trouble. They always have car trouble. And they didn't have any money, and they needed something to eat. You would be amazed. Well, no, you probably wouldn't. How many times people knock on the door of this church asking for help? And not just this church, but every church in this community. The needs are so great. We have a systematic way of dealing with these needs through the Salvation Army and through other agencies in this community. But it was late in the afternoon. We didn't have time to go through the system. And my first reaction was to tell this man, "I wish I could do something, but I just can't help you," when he said, "I have children and they're hungry." I don't know about you, but if I know a child is hungry, I want to do something about it. And so, reluctantly, I said, "Well, follow me. We'll go to the grocery store." We went to the food line, and I took him in, and we went and bought some basic things. We checked out. I handed the items to him. He didn't say a word. He didn't say thank you. He didn't say, "I appreciate your time." He just walked away. I wasn't very happy. I said, "Gee, looks like he could have at least said thank you." I was on my way back to the car when I heard a voice, a little voice saying, "Hey, mister." And I turned around, and there was a little boy, about 7 or 8 years of age. He stuck his head out the window of their car. And I walked over, and that little boy stuck his hand out and said, "Thank you, mister. Thank you for the food. You see, me and my sisters, we're hungry." and my eyes were opened, and I saw Jesus.